During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they didn't talk about it until the next morning when they realized they had both experienced something at the exact same time in different parts of the house.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there! We appreciate you listening. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Be part of the show. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You could write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to become a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get access to the archive, advanced episodes, no commercials, and you can sign up today if you want through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, what's up?
Well, okay, so my daughter Kate is going to come through here and visit me.
I'm having kind of an issue with that because
I know.
I wanted so bad to come, but I'm going to have surgery.
Because, you know, she lives in Spain, and so we don't see her just all the time. And So she's going to be staying with me. And I thought when I moved into my new house, I got, you know, I brought a bunch of things that have been in storage, and I got them all, you know, put away and stuff. And then I go, where is Sam and Rosie? And those are two dogs that we had. Sam was really Kate's dog. And because she moved to Spain, she couldn't really take him right then. And so when they left, they didn't even have a home.
Well,
Sam
had already passed away.
Yes, but I mean his remains.
Oh, because I was like, wait a minute. I am
right?
So
like
confused.
She has a little box. And so she said, Mom, would you take Sam?
Yes.
We don't even have a house or anything yet. And I don't even know, like, if I go into different countries, whether they let me take them. You know, what are their...
Okay, that makes sense, things, yes.
Things about remains, right? So I said, yeah, sure, absolutely. Because he was my dog, too. So I was moving into the new house, got things unpacked and whatever. And like, where are Sam and Rosie? Their remains. Back to the storage unit the other day. And I thought, I got to have these when Kate comes. I can't have her come here and admit that I can't find the remains of her dog. So I go to the storage unit. And I mean, I pull out everything and I find them. And I was absolutely thrilled. So I'm like, I'm bringing them home. It just felt right, you know, and I get them. And when I pull them out and stuff, something falls on the ground and it's a little bow tie that belonged to Sam that Kate had given me at the same time that she gave me his remains. So I bring them home. I set them on my dresser with their pictures. And this is a bit of a shrine thing, you know, that I got going there on my dresser in my bedroom. And Sam has a little wooden box, a little carved wooden box, and I put the bow tie on top of his box. And I thought, how cute is that, right? You know, And then that night I'm going to bed and I say to my spirit in the house, you know, you might feel a little something here tonight because I brought the remains home of my two dogs who are very beautiful. And I told the ghost about them, whatever. And so it's all fine. You know, not a problem. Get up the next morning, whatever. And I go over to get some, you know, clothes out of the dresser that they're sitting on top of. And Sam's bow tie is no longer on top of his box. It's in front of it.
Interesting.
Now, I don't have a cat to jump up there. I don't have anything. And everything else seems to be still in the exact same location. Just Sam's little bow tie is moved.
Here's the interesting thing, though. In your last house where you had your dresser with Sam and Rosie's remains on top of it, that was where everything kept getting moved. Is it Sam or Rosie doing this?
Because...
Are you talking to the wrong entity? Should you be going Sam and Rosie?
Right, because, like, you know, nothing had happened that I noticed, like, moving things until I brought the box home. And then it started up again.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time in your last house, it felt like something else. But has it been your dogs all along?
And it was big there. Like, I mean, pictures on the dresser turned completely around.
Give it time.
You know, stuff like, yeah, it was like really happening a lot. But this was just little, maybe just to say thanks, you know.
Maybe that was a little thing. Like, we were so over being in this storage unit.
And I can't tell you how much better I felt having them here. Like, it just felt right that I'd gotten them home, you know? And so it was fun. Anyway, there you have it. I don't know if anything else
happened. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of them, you know, because, like, I've got pet remains kind of throughout my house, but I don't think most people really think about it when you come in my house. It just looks like a little box.
Yeah.
But I've never had anything weird happen with any of them or around any of them, you know, so it's just interesting that you had some stuff happen in the last house and now you bring them back out and something happens.
And hear it.
Right?
I don't know. It was weird. Interesting. I was like, because I put him there, the bow tie on top, thinking, that's cute. The bow tie on top of the cape on the box, you know?
Yeah.
And then the next day, it's not there. But it's okay. It can be wherever you want it. It doesn't have to be on top of the box.
Well, so, you want to go to our first story?
Let's do it.
It says, this isn't something that happened to me directly. I was pretty young when it happened. But it's a story my parents have told enough times over the years that the details have stayed pretty consistent, and it's one of the few things they both... Oh, I thought it was going to say, it's one of the few things they both agree on.
That would
it
be,
doesn't
I
say
know.
That. It says so, it's one of the few things they both agree was not normal.
Okay.
Our parents, it would have been agree on. this happened when my family was staying with friends of theirs for a couple of nights. It wasn't a vacation or anything like that. We were passing through and catching up with people they hadn't seen for a while. The house itself wasn't old or run down. From what I've been told, it was pretty typical for the area, a quiet neighborhood, nothing about it that would make you think twice. The only thing that stood out, at least according to my mom, was that her friends seemed a little on edge that night. At one point, when they were in the kitchen together, my mom asked if everything was okay, and that's when her friend mentioned that things in the house hadn't felt right since they moved in. She didn't go into a long story about it, just said that there were moments where it felt like someone else was in the house when they were alone. She mentioned hearing movement in rooms that were empty. She said the kids had started asking about someone they thought lived there before them. My mom didn't push it too much. She figured it was stress or getting settled into a new place. They changed the subject, finished up, everyone went to bed. That night, my parents split up sleeping-wise because of space. My dad ended up in one room with my older sibling. My mom stayed out in the living room with me. Sometime during the night, my mom woke up. She said it wasn't from a noise at first, just one of those moments where you wake up and it feels off. The house was quiet, but she noticed a light was on down the hallway. She assumed someone had gotten up, maybe one of the kids needed something, or someone had gone to the bathroom and forgot to turn the light off. She stayed where she was for a minute, waiting to hear someone move or come back out, and no one did. After a little while, she got up to turn off the light, and as she stepped into the hallway, the light went off on its own. Not flickering, not dimming, just off. She stopped right there, trying to make sense of it, thinking maybe it was on a timer or something she didn't know about. But before she could really decide what to do, she heard a sound behind her, footsteps. Just a couple steps, like someone had moved from one spot to another, and she turned around expecting to see someone, but there wasn't anyone there. She went back and lay down, but she didn't go back to sleep right away. How could you? She said she stayed awake for a while after that, just listening, and nothing else happened. At the same time, something was going on in the other room. My dad had been asleep, or at least trying to be, when my older sibling suddenly sat up. He thought at first they were just restless or maybe had a bad dream, but then they started to get out of bed, and he asked what they were doing, and they said they heard someone calling their name. He told them no one was calling them and tried to get them to lay back down, but they kept insisting that someone needed help. And that's when he noticed the door to the room wasn't fully closed anymore, and he was sure he had shut it. As he was watching it, the door moved a little bit more, just enough to open wider, not fast, not forced, just slowly. He said that's when it stopped feeling like a normal situation. He got up, shut the door, kept my sibling in bed with him the rest of the night. He didn't open it again. Neither of my parents said anything to each other until the next morning. Apparently, they both came out around the same time and started talking almost at once. My dad said something about the door. My mom stopped him, asked if anything else had happened. And that's when they realized they had both experienced something about the same time, but in different parts of the house. They didn't stay another night. They made an excuse about needing to get back earlier than planned and left that morning. From what I understand, they never really brought it up again with their friends. It wasn't something they felt comfortable talking about. Years later, my mom did mention that when she talked to her friend again, she got the impression that things hadn't gotten better in the house. Nothing specific, just that uneasy tone. I don't know actually what was going on there, and I'm not someone who jumps to conclusions about things like this, but the fact that both of my parents experienced something that night separately and didn't know about the other until the next morning, that's the part that seems interesting to me. Love the show. Appreciate what you do. I do have a couple of other stories I'll send in sometime soon. Kelsey. I do find that interesting. You know, I would want to ask the people about the house, but I can also see why the mom wouldn't, because like her friends seemed very uneasy about it. Mm-hmm. So I think she would have opened up to her that night if she was comfortable talking about it. And you know, she really didn't.
Yeah. And sometimes to say something out loud makes it more real.
100%. Yeah.
So you kind of, you're not sure whether you kind of open the door to let somebody talk sometimes. And if they want to, they will. If they don't, they won't. With the mom's story, you know, we could go, well, maybe it was a nightlight that came on and went off with, you know, things or whatever. I felt like the mom felt like something was weird and off that, you know, drew her to get up and go out there and check on things. So that was strange, but the dad's things would scare the crap out of me.
Almost sounds like a sleepwalking situation, you know, like the kid's actually asleep. But then when you add in because I think that's what I would attribute it all to. The door thing, did I see that? I don't know that really happened. But the kid thing, I would, if you wouldn't have confirmed the thing with the wife, the kid thing, you could have been like, that must have been a weird dream that they were having. You know what I mean?
Or the kid got up and it tripped the light in the bathroom, you know, and then it went off again. Like, did he get up before, or she, I'm not sure, earlier, and it made the light come on, and then it went off after a certain length of time?
Yeah, I don't think that has anything to do with the timer on the light. I think that was something weird happening.
I'm trying.
You're trying, but I'm like, the coincidence of her going, that light's on, that's interesting. You know, I want to go shut it off because maybe it's bugging her. She can't sleep now. And so she gets up and then it shuts off on her own about the on its own about the same time she hears footsteps.
About the same time.
And the same time her other kid is having this unusual experience with her dad. Yeah.
But it would be super creepy to be having your child say, somebody's calling me. They need help.
Totally creepy.
Oh.
That is so creepy to me.
That is so creepy. But let's team it up with the fact that the people that lived there seemed to be saying things were kind of going on.
Well, that's why I would want to talk to the wife or the, you know, they're your friends. Yeah. Like, talk to them. But then maybe you don't feel comfortable with it. You know, you and I are talking about, we're so comfortable talking about paranormal things. I don't give two shits. I'll talk about it with anybody. But they're not all like us.
Yeah. And maybe they weren't that close. And they didn't want the people to think that they were, you know, weird. I don't know. And they didn't have to stay there. So they could go ahead and go home.
I love the fact that it's like, you know, let's just go. Let's tell them. Something has come up. We must leave.
We want to go to Niagara Falls. You know, just anything.
We are going to Disneyland.
Oh, well. Let's just
Last night, we got a crazy hair up our asses. We decided we're going to Disneyland.
I like Niagara Falls better.
That'd be awesome. But it just depends, you know, if they were like, in Nebraska, we're going to Pioneer Village.
Yeah, whatever. We got to remember to do that. You know, what's ever kind of close.
Gotta go.
We're going. Yeah.
Well, let's go to our next call.
How you guys doing today? It's Glenn from out in Florence, Kentucky. Today I have a story from my mother-in-law. She's always been like, I guess you can say connected to the other side, I do believe. Because we'll get, like, random times we'll be out running around, you know, in the town, getting, you know, stuff done, you know, paying bills and stuff like that. And she'll automatically call us and say, hey, where have you guys are at? And, you know, my wife will, like, you know, we're here at the mall or something like that. And she'll tell us, well, I just had a premonition that something bad's going to happen. You guys need to get home quick. 9 out of 10 times, I'm usually ends up having in the general vicinity that we were just in. And it's just not, that's just really weird. Like, my wife's the same way. She'll, like, say that she'll get a really bad feeling, and then, like, she'll either get a flash of something or, you know, just little hints of something throughout the day. And we'll end up either staying home the rest of the night or either blow off, you know, and nothing will happen. But usually my mother-in-law calls us and we're out somewhere. We end up, you know, pulling over somewhere for a little bit and going right, or we go home. Other than that, like, the house she lives in right now, she got it from her husband's grandparents. They were more like parents to him because they couldn't take care of themselves anymore. And by the time that they moved in with my wife, his grandmother was passing away. She had, terminally ill cancer. And his grandfather was okay. They were just at the age that they could no longer help themselves or assist themselves. So they moved in to help them, and for that, he promised them the house. I think it was like last year we lived there. It's just really weird feelings you get there. Like, we were, because we stayed down in the basement. The basement's like fully finished and all that. We were living down there, and like 2 o'clock in the morning, you could hear people walking upstairs. You can hear the, I don't know if it's just because the old house, but you hear somebody go from the room that they're staying in now, it used to be their grandparents. Well, his grandmother passed away in the house, and they had a daughter that committed suicide. And I think, I don't know if it was in the house or the hospital, but she did commit suicide. Just weird things have gone there. Like, you can come up to house, you can come upstairs. His grandfather used to smoke cigars. He's now deceased. He had an accident on the way down to Cumberland Falls 5 years ago, and they ended up having a massive heart attack going in air care to the hospital from his accident. Well, they've smelled cigar smoke in the living room. They've also smelled her perfume in the living room as well. They've also smelled cigar smoke in their bedroom. It's just like really like random little smells that you get around the house that you can like smell them out and go, that smells like either like lilac or that smells like cigar smoke. And you can automatically point out what kind of cigar it was. He liked to smoke those really long cigars that you can get from Tennessee down the Smoky Mountains. And he would usually get them and smoke them from Tennessee back up to Kentucky or Florence, Kentucky. And he would be smoking in the house. Well, she was telling me a while back that she had a dream that she was in Tennessee, his favorite place to go after his wife passed away from her illness. She said she had a dream. It was like really hazy, but she came out to the living room. She sat down in a chair and she saw her grandmother, her husband's grandmother, sitting in the chair on her left. And she was around surrounding her was a beautiful, light. You can see her whole facial features and all that stuff. It's just a really beautiful light. And on her, on the other side was her husband's grandfather. And he was in a really beautiful light, and you can see everything about else. But she said the one thing that scared her the most about the whole thing, it was really peaceful up to that moment. She said, but until she seen their daughter, like I said, she committed suicide. She was very heavy into, drugs and stuff like that. Morphine, heroin and stuff like that. Well, she used to pop pills really bad and she ended up going to the hospital. I believe she either died of an overdose somewhere in between the hospital or home. But she said she looked around and her grandfather and grandmother's daughter. She said the light around here was very dark. You can hardly see her, and her face was all staticky. There was no face to it. And she said it kind of really scared her because she was wondering if the two lights, the brighter lights, meet in heaven. And she said because the dark light was really, really dark, and you can hardly see anything from her. But she was wondering if there was a difference between heaven and hell, because she said when she was looking at her, her two grandparents were on both sides of her, and then the outline of the body was very beautiful. But straight ahead, the daughter was standing next to a fireplace, and all you could see was black. And the fire was going, and she said it seemed like the fire was feeding off of the young lady that committed suicide. She said, but the only thing you actually see are the facial features, which is static. There's no face. Being that she is, Catholic, I'm wondering if that's the meaning of her going to hell. It really kind of freaked my mother-in-law. But I really I really enjoy your guys' show. Have a good day. Bye.
Now, that story, that was a dream, right? Or was it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a dream.
It was a dream. It wasn't a vision. Because mm-hmm. I do think when something... There could be more to it. It could be a visitation dream. But I think, too, that with the way her daughter passed, and her being Catholic, that she might have a stigma against what happened. And maybe in the, I don't know that it's necessarily that the daughter was coming through. It was just a dream. And she's still kind of really bothered by the way it all happened, and so her daughter came. You know what I'm trying to say? So her daughter came through very dark and made her think that. I just personally, with my own beliefs, I think, intentional or not intentional, the person was in a really dark place. And how can you hold that against them for all eternity? Because they had addiction issues or mental health issues or whatever the problem is, or something horrific has happened. I just don't mm-hmm. think that Would the afterlife be that cruel to put some person in a really dark place after they've already lived in a really dark place?
I'm with you 100% on this. And, you know, we all have our beliefs and everyone is absolutely entitled to them. You and I think, are kind of more on the same page. I just refuse to believe for myself that God would be a God. I think he's a God of love. And if he's a God of love and we're all children of God, even when we stray, you're not condemned to hell forever. I just don't believe that. I think if anything, it would be the opposite. It would say, you know, you struggled so hard in life and it, you know, there were so many obstacles put in your way and maybe you did the best you could. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. I just always hope chance as opposed to like being condemned to hell. I just don't, why would God be so cruel like that? Now that's my belief, right? It just feels to me like, I think you're right. I agree with you. Let's put it that way. I don't know if we're right, but that because of the way she died, there's a, you know, you have a feeling about that particular death and it's very sad and it's very dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she shows up in a dream, you might just put your own feelings out there about that period and how that happened.
And even if it was a visitation dream, I still think it could be interpreted in a way that you have your own veil, your own
visualization as they come through,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I just hate to, I do not want to believe that she's condemned to hell forever because she had an addiction that she could not get
control,
maybe even help for. Right?
Correct.
Maybe she wanted help, but we're not giving it to her. Shouldn't we be the ones that, you know, if we're not helping people that are in trouble? So I just feel like it just seems to me, I don't know. I think she was there. I like to believe that in the grandmother's dream, she saw maybe the daughter in a different light just because of the circumstances.
That's what I like to think too.
Okay. Let's go with that.
So we're on the same page. But it sounds like that she had some really interesting abilities of like, hey, you're in the wrong neighborhood. Get out of there. Get home.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she felt like something was off about her kids. She's very strongly connected to them and would let them know.
That's a really good superpower to have.
That is a superpower. That absolutely is.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You could also become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America.
like a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.